Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A shift in government, not here, overseas.
To the country, I would like to say first and foremost, I am sorry. I have given this job my all, but you have sent a clear signal that the government of the United Kingdom must change.
Outgoing British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, after his Conservative Party lost badly in yesterday's election. They had been in power for 14 years. The Labour Party's Keir Starmer will become the country's new prime minister. President Biden beginning a critical stretch in his effort to keep his re-election campaign going. He will meet with voters in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania today and will sit down for a one-on-one interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos later. Hurricane Beryl, a Category 2 storm, as it batters the Mexican resort towns of Cancun and Tulum on the Yucatan Peninsula, Tulum especially in the crosshairs. Labor Department's June employment report out this morning expected to show the market beginning to cool just slightly. This is ABC News.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram that Donald Trump wants to undo all he's done for black Americans.
I'm sorry to get so worked up, but he is just, he's done terrible things to the community, and he has about as much interest and concern for black and minority communities as the man in the moon does.
Biden says he's appointed black leaders to high positions in government and fostered a boom in black-owned businesses. Biden campaigns in Madison Friday. The leader of the Universities of Wisconsin's second biggest school is stepping down. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone says he plans to return to his faculty position in UWM's business school next spring. Mone was chancellor for 10 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to Dodger Stadium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers are in L.A. to open a three-game holiday weekend series against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. Milwaukee's still in first place with a six-game lead over St. Louis in the NL Central. The Dodgers in first place in the West with a six-and-a-half-game lead over the Padres. Tonight will be the debut of 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale, picked up in that trade earlier this week with Tampa Bay, against the Dodgers veteran righty Taylor Glasnow, who played for the Rays and the Pirates before that. Last night in Denver, the Brewers' bats went cold. They lost 4-3 to the Rockies, who had jumped out to an early 3-0 lead. And although the Rockies are in last place, they managed to split the four-game series with the Brewers. Pat Murphy after the loss.
There was a ton of opportunities tonight, I think, and a couple miscues defensively that cost us, but it's tough to have the intensity every night, but we do keep it close, and you catch me 15 minutes after the game, I'm going to be disappointed.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there.
Yeah,
now
well,
I have
fine.
To keep
Go
it
ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
You
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
thanks.
That.
That's, wow, that's unbelievable.
Impressive.
You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high right around 73 this afternoon. Tonight, rain will end. It'll gradually clear overnight. Our low 59. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Wednesday to you, everybody. More than that, happy anniversary, Mr. Mayor.
To you, Mr. Mino. This has been...
To Todd.
And to Todd.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Todd.
Yes.
We would not be sitting here if it wasn't for Todd.
I was not here a year ago.
I know, but we were...
We didn't
thank you,
think,
Todd.
Thank you, Todd, for showing up, because this wouldn't be a quiet time if you didn't show up.
I think I was in the studio like 3 days later, though, wasn't I?
I don't know. We went through two people before you.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I think I came in like to try and...
Oh, my God. Save it. Here we are. So just for the listeners, and I don't know if there's anyone who listened a year ago today, but a year ago today, Johnny and I came on the radio and started our show, and I was... talking to my wife last night. She goes, I remember how nervous you were, because I had never done radio. Johnny, of course, 40 years. And we got here, and it was out of Madison then, wasn't it? They were calling us from Madison. Saying,
I think so, yeah.
You guys are going on in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I had all these notes and flow charts. If this doesn't go, we'll
I remember I had arrows. It has a note, and they have an arrow pointing that, and I circled. I did. And another one going down this way and circled.
Go here. If no,
right,
go there.
Right. Exactly. That's just right. Me. And Johnny's looking out the window. And I'm like,
I was like cleaning my nails.
Right. I'm like, we're coming on pretty soon. Anyway, helped me be more
you've marked tremendously well. Like a little caterpillar.
Oh, man. It just, yeah, this has been fun. And Todd really
is. 1 year. Hard to believe, though.
It is.
You know, I know everybody says that, but it is true. Where does time go?
I know, right?
Why is it when you get older, time just...
It's the 4th of July next week already.
I know.
That's half a summer.
Yeah. And it,
unbelievable.
But, you know, as we get older...
How do we slow it down?
A year becomes a less...
Yeah,
percent
I
of
agree.
Our life. You
yeah,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
when you're
yeah,
a kid, summer lasted forever, yeah. But that was, you know.
I remember one time, it's funny how you think about little things. Remember being a bar in, how many times do I start a story like that?
I was just going to say
being that. In a bar, yeah. You can just
I was
take
in a bar.
That, you can take and, that away, because
yeah,
now we kind of know that.
But me and my buddy, we're in college, and in the junior, we went down to Minneapolis for a game, and we're sitting in this bar in Dinkytown, which is a really cool area in Minneapolis, right by the college, and we met these ladies, you know, these girls. And my buddy Punky, Jeff Punkowitz, he'd been in the Marines and everything. And we were saying hello. I was 19, and he was 22, but a freshman in college at 22. He's been in the Marines. And the girl goes, well, you're only as old as you feel. I'm never at 22. And it's like, wow, he's 22. Yeah. Holy cow, man. Yeah.
Anyway, yes, it's
what do you think has been the highlight of the year? If we have any texters out there that have been with us basically from the beginning, tell us about the highs and lows, what you've experienced
with
our show.
We'll leave the lows out.
Well, either way, okay. Sometimes the lows are the most
but,
fun.
But, you know, speaking of the lows, though,
you know what? When I get together with my old radio people, Do we talk about the great highs? Yeah. What do we talk about?
As do we when we bring the band back together at the city hall. It's like the lowest council meeting.
Absolutely.
It's like, do you remember that when you flew off the handle? It's like, yeah, I sure
absolutely.
Do.
So if anybody's listening, right. Let us know what you remember of the highs or lows from the show, or the best guests or anything like that. Right. Text us, please.
And you know, it was almost a year yesterday, but yesterday I may have made a tactical mistake, and you jumped on me. Listen to the show. But we were talking about Carly Simon was 81.
Got a nice text. Happy anniversary to you guys.
All right. We're happy.
Lisa. Hi, thank you, Lisa. Sorry.
And then I just want to say that I was thinking about this yesterday. So then we talked about Linda Ronstadt, and yeah. I said, boy, there's...
But problems.
I said, and you guys just both jumped on me big time.
Well, like, we not both just... love Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt, back. Okay, we talk album covers. Okay, Carly Simon album cover. With the tank top, whatever, the big floppy cap, and Linda Ronstadt with the rollerblades and knee socks, Todd?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. I maybe didn't see that.
I think you were thinking of Janis Joplin, maybe?
You know what? That's who I was thinking of.
Okay.
They're about the same age.
Yeah.
One heavy on heroin.
Yes.
And
killed her.
And had a very promiscuous sex life.
Yes.
Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
Okay. That was, and they, I don't know that they look a lot alike, but they don't.
No,
they look
nothing.
Well, they both
nothing.
Have brown hair. I just want to say, you guys, a little, it's not like one was black, one was white.
Everybody with brown hair looks well, the same.
I just want to say,
wow.
But they were the same age. It was within a couple of years. So anyway, yes, they were.
Same era.
That's better. And I want to say that Linda Ronstadt, though, she was with Moonbeam for a while, wasn't she? That crazy governor of California?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a little weird.
What's his name?
Jerry Brown.
You're right.
Remember him?
Did he? No, he's not the one that got caught on that yacht with somebody else. Was it where it said, like, fun times or kinky times? Remember the name of the boat was something? He was going to run for president.
Oh, yeah.
And then it had, remember the name of the boat? There's a picture of him and that, like, I think a girl that worked for him, a hot blonde, sitting in his lap. Oh, what was the name of the boat? It was, like, so apropos.
That didn't sound like, well, I don't know.
Was that Jerry Brown?
I don't know that.
No? Okay.
Usually those East Coast guys like the yachts. I don't know. Anyway, I just want to, I wasn't all wrong, is what I'm saying.
No, you weren't all wrong. They have brown
but not
hair.
Right, you know. Yeah. You know.
Even
right.
Though Linda Ronstadt, or, I mean, even though Janis Joplin didn't really have brown hair, but you're right.
It was Janis Joplin. That's who I was thinking of. Okay, so I'm done. All right, I just wanted to, that was my one mistake of the year.
Who am I thinking of, though? The guy, it killed his chances to be president. Yeah, Gary Hart.
Yeah,
Gary Hart.
He was a West Coast guy, you're right.
But then what was the name of the boat? It was like something that was like, oh, my God, it couldn't be worse for him.
And then it got worse for him.
Did it then? Well, he had to drop out.
Well, no, but didn't he have that?
There was somebody else with that, right? Who was it?
With the intern?
Yeah.
Oh, he had an intern, too?
Somebody flopped. Was it? I don't know.
What?
Yeah, no.
All right. The monkey business was the name of his boat.
That's what it was.
Thank
you, Todd.
All right. Okay.
you don't want to vote for somebody that is a boat.
Right. Yeah, I have a scary heart.
We got some text here. The best part, the extra hour. Another one, Oktoberfest.
Well, isn't that nice of you saying the extra hour?
No, yeah, because they didn't say whether that was a positive or negative. That was at a high or low. Right?
All right, make
it
an assumption.
But it does have exclamation points. Congratulations, guys. Got that. Got another one. Okay, I have one, the high point. I really think the conversation with Kristen Lyerly about prostate cancer in women is a high point.
And if you don't remember that.
That's when John asked her, have you had your prostate out? And she's like, what?
I told you that before. I don't know women's body parts.
I thought the question was, do women get prostate cancer?
Oh, that's
cancer?
What it was. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That was funny. That's a good listener.
Thank you, people. Please keep them coming. Let us know what's been the high point or low point of our year.
But, I was telling these guys before the show, I met with a potential advertiser yesterday and very much enjoys the show. And he goes, what I like about you guys is sometimes retail people, even though they may have their own personal beliefs, you got to kind of stay out of controversial things, you know, like politics. And they may have gotten off another show that they were on before because the guy went too rogue. And he just said, I just really enjoy
it. Well, you represent them.
Yeah. And he said, look, they're going to do something with us, and it'd be fun to announce them, but you know, hopefully in the next week or two.
Great.
We got a great text from Sheila. She says, I'm so happy you two decided to start a show. It's what I look forward to each morning, especially Mondays. It gets my day going. I love how different Mino and the mayor are from each other. Great together, like peanut butter and jelly.
Thank you, Sheila.
Well, isn't that nice?
Very nice of you.
I thought it was oil and vinegar, but no, it is. It's sweet. We are two different people, though. I mean, and we've known each other for what? 20 years.
Forever, since you were first.
Right.
Yeah.
And yet we didn't know each other.
Todd and I are both laughing at a text that just came through. We want you to read this one, Jim.
Wait, out of my glasses.
Go on.
It says, morning, men. Jim, congratulations. It looks like you've made it. What time is the helicopter dropping by?
Give it the bell, Tom.
All right, the bell. That... All right. Oh, man.
When's the ping pong drop?
That was a good idea.
That was a great idea. Oh, my God. We got to tell this story, though, Todd. So this morning, I'm walking on the sidewalk here.
Yeah.
To come to the... And there's Jim heading that way, north. On Washington Street. It's like, why are you heading away from the studio, Jim? And I come in, I said, okay, this is weird. I think I just saw Jim driving the opposite direction, and now he's turning around? What? Tell it why, Todd.
Well, because when I pulled up this morning to park where we normally park, just on City Deck Court here, there's a row of spots right next to the
meters.
Station. Yep. They were all bagged off. And I realized at that point, at about 5:15 this morning, that it was part of Jim's idea for the ping pong ball drop.
For the anniversary party, the helicopter, so nobody can park there today.
That's why they're bagged off.
Yes.
I sent that in.
Yes.
So I'm in my office. I'm in my office, and I see Jim pull up, and then I see him immediately turn around and go the street.
I thought they were maybe painting the lines. Oh, that is.
Oh, is that a classic? Oh, that one will live in infamy.
Well, at least the city listens to us.
Oh my God!
And that was a while ago. I sent it to him. I said, "Block off because we're gonna have a."
But the funny part is, no, you can't park there. Right?
You got to park out there.
All right, we can take the bags off.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
DPW listens to us. So you guys come take the bags off. Ah, damn. That would have been good, though. I'm going to save it for our 5-year anniversary.
That'll be great.
Okay.
I was wondering when I drove it, I didn't see Todd's car. I thought, uh-oh. And then I see they're all bagged off. I'm like, oh, I wonder what that's for.
So did you just realize now that
yes,
that's the
right? I did. I just realized. It just came to me. It's like, oh, that's why.
That's beautiful. Yeah. If anything sums up our 1 year,
it's that.
He biatches and complains because every day he can't find a quarter to turn out there to fill the meter. And today he doesn't have to because he got the city to shut them all down. And they did such a great job that even he can't park there.
Oh, God.
Oh, could have parked there for free today. That would have been the anniversary.
You should go park there.
I could, yeah.
See what they say.
You know, we're the ones.
Hey, buddy,
isn't that
closed off?
Just
the mayor wants the ex-mayor wants these all closed off. Yeah, I am the ex-mayor. Sure you are, buddy.
Oh my God!
All right,
beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, next year we'll do it. But anyway, it is a year. It's been a year. It's been great. I mean, you when you were a kid and maybe Todd thought you might be in radio. Or
yeah.
TV.
Yep.
I did. You know what?
Never did.
When I was a junior in high school, we all had to do a vocation or career type thing. And, you know, huge report, had a job shadow like, you know, whatever. And mine was being a radio disc jockey.
That's pretty cool that your parents supported you. And I think they did. But to do that. And I think sometimes kids come up with stuff and the parents are like, no money.
I never thought I was going to be on TV. Not in a million years.
I don't believe that.
Oh, no.
Theater.
But I didn't have that TV look.
I was talking to the...
Back in those days...
Oh, I don't know,
they
John.
Had that look. That,
oh, you're always bragging about how you look like Bob Dylan or whatever.
Well, I'm not sure there's a lot of people on TV that want to look like Bob Dylan. Wow.
That is true.
Yeah. That's really true. All right. Wow. What did you want to be?
Actually, back then, Johnny...
Wait a minute. Todd, we're going to hit to a quick break. You got to play a song from the exact era when I was doing that.
This is good to who?
WOLD.
I'll get that.
When we come back, we'll play that.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what I want to be. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to set a break.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Mino and the Mayor.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it
Harry
was
Chapin,
their long
yeah,
lost
1973.
Daddy-o.
Yeah. Hempstead, New York. Oh.
Where he died.
Love this song.
Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said, that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock, the day you married me.
It yeah, he's great.
Kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around.
AM rock, he does.
It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15.
Wow.
I love that
great
song.
Great lyrics. Yeah. He captured the business so well in that song. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's almost sad because you sit here going, oh, God, that's kind of me, you know?
I know. Where, Kate, can you go to the one part?
How about the...
Somebody had me some drinks on my last big gig. It made my voice go... Hang on. Can we put... Yeah. Hang
on. Down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me
this captures the life of radio people.
Now I've worked my way down home again.
Boise, Idaho.
That's how this business goes. I am
love Harry Chapin.
Yeah.
Taxi is still one of my all-time favorite songs.
Oh, man.
All-time favorite. Taxi.
I like the Growing Up Just Like Me. Is that the same song? My Boy's Just Like Me.
No.
He was at the Carlton.
That's Cats
know.
In a Cradle.
Cats in a Cradle.
He was at the Carlton?
Oh, yeah. I got his autograph somewhere.
Oh, my God. I would have driven to Green Bay if I had known that.
Yep. Harry Chapin was there. He was great.
Wow.
He didn't bring a huge orchestra, I remember, but he...
He's kind of acoustical.
He kind of is.
Yeah.
And he...
Okay, I think it's this part right here. Okay, it's coming up. I love that. That's when Murph started wearing a hat. Okay, I think it's coming up right now. All right, never mind.
All right.
A great song. Harry Chapin. Loved Harry Chapin.
Yes.
I could sing the entire song to Taxi if you want.
That's okay.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare for the night.
No, thank
a lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. I said, where you going to, my lady blue? Have you ruined your gown in the rain? She just looked out the window, said 15 Parkside Lane. There was something about her was familiar. I knew I'd seen the face before. She said, you must be mistaken, and she didn't say anything more. It took a while till she looked in the mirror, and she glanced at the license for my name. A smile came over her slowly. It was a sad smile just the same.
Okay.
And she said, how are you, Harry?
Okay, yeah.
And I said, how are you, Sue? After so many years and so many tears, I still... remember you.
And the kids.
A couple more texts this morning. Right. Vicky says, starts my day on a high note. My favorite segments are when it's just Mino and the mayor. You never know where that's going.
Luann
said, I agree. It's not only entertaining, but so much information. I've learned from both of you things are going on in the community and public services that I didn't know about.
Awesome. That's our goal. Nice. That was our goal
that
from day one.
Right,
that was our goal from day one.
Inform.
Have some fun, but yet, you know, be a kind of a voice, not a voice, but a conduit for the community of what's going on.
Right.
Like, you know what I remember, though, about those songs? When, WOLD, I have, this could be a weird thing. I remember when, I was in high school.
Yeah.
As junior in high school, and I was on the basketball team. Didn't play much, I'll be honest. We had a really great team. We were number three in the state, and we got upset by Ontonagon in the districts. Long story, whatever.
The state goes, the whole state of Michigan.
In class B.
That's Detroit, that's that whole?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. We're number three in the state.
Class B, and there was only one above you.
Yeah.
And what is it, 1,200 kids, or what was Class B?
We had probably 600 kids in our high school.
Oh, that's pretty small. Wow. You were third in the state. I don't know if I believe that. You were little Nagani.
All the other schools we were rated with were the same size. You know, we're all.
Yeah, I know, but that's probably pretty good.
It was. We had a great, phenomenal team. Phenomenal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry. One of our players ended up being Tom Izzo's best man because he played at Northern alongside of him. Another one became head coach at Northern. He played big-time college basketball. Another one was one of the all-time leading scorers at the school he went to. I mean, we were loaded.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is it was the worst year of my life for sports because I had a thing called, you ever hear of plantar warts?
Yes.
Plantar warts. I had them in my foot, at the bottom of my foot, my heel. So in the morning, I had to miss a class all the time and go to the doctors, and they'd put, like, acid in your foot. That was such torture all day, and I'd try to practice. I couldn't even practice. And when I'd take a shower, I'd have to put and this is where I got the idea about the mosquitoes. Put a plastic bag over your thing they do and then spray Raid on it. When I took a shower, I had to wear a plastic bag over my foot and tape it on. Have you ever heard of that? Plantar warts? Most painful?
I've heard of that. It was on TV. Isn't that like a commercial for something?
Maybe, but they literally take acid and they put it in where the wound is, and it's the most painful. It's like they could take a hot welding iron and stick it in your foot and be the same feeling. You never hear about them again. Anybody out there ever have plantar warts?
Because probably those doctors lost their license.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think up but there, anyway, what your, thing is, your doctors
I remember
were
sitting,
like,
that doctors song was on, really popular. I'd be listening to that song waiting to go into the doctor's office.
I think the doctors up there were people doctors on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and veterinarians on Tuesdays, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So, yeah, Jim? So?
Yeah. So?
Johnny.
But you never, God, are they painful? I haven't heard of them ever since. I've never heard of the term plantar warts. Plantar, I think it's pronounced.
Yeah, no, I don't. I heard of them, but I don't know why. I thought it was.
If you get them, I'm telling you, it's the most painful thing you'll. I'm sure now treatment is a little bit different. Yeah. But I never forget. He would take a swab thing, and he would dip it in this acid, and he'd put it right into your foot, kind of like, you know, right where the thing was, because it left like a hole in there, and he'd swab it in with that acid. Whoa! Insanely painful.
That's what I drink.
Insane. Wow. I had torsion of the private parts, and this was just as painful.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. But they said the torsion thing? same as childbirth. I even tried convincing Dr. Kristen about that.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
I think she would know a little bit more about childbirth than
you. I've experienced things. I've experienced things.
So do women get
plantar warts?
Torsion of the testicle? I don't know.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Sorry, but that's what it was. That's a proper term.
John would be like, let's ask
got
her.
That in football. Right. Same year I got that and the plantar warts. Bad year.
Your junior year was a bad.
Bad.
That was by far my best year in high school.
But I kept these weird things starting to happen to me.
So, Jim, I need you to come up with your original weights on this date a year ago.
Yeah, I got it right.
We're going to talk about that when we get back.
And we got $100 riding on this.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
There's a reason I went 12,000 steps in a 100-degree heat index yesterday.
And I don't. If I didn't know we were weighing in, I wouldn't have eaten three Cuban sandwiches. Thanks to Nicolay Bank, by the way.
Man, I wish you would have brought me one of those. I love Cuban sandwiches.
But I gave one to my intern.
I'm disappointed in you again.
I know.
Quick
break. Sorry.
Back right after
this. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Local radio for you and your community.
It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Madison is striking down parts of Act 10, the state law that took away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says parts of the law violate the constitutional right to equal protection because law enforcement was exempted. It's not clear exactly how Wednesday's ruling will be applied. There's more law enforcement out on the water this holiday weekend, making sure people are boating sober. Savannah Tomei Olson has more on Operation Dry Water.
Please be careful on the water this weekend. Since the project began in 2009, law enforcement has gotten more than 6,000 drunk boaters off the water. The DNR says wear life vests and have a designated driver. Alcohol is a leading factor in boating deaths. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 4th of July typically means a big weekend at the summer box office. This year should not disappoint. Opening this weekend is Disney Pixar's Despicable Me 4, which is expected to be the film that finally knocks off Inside Out 2 from the top spot. The most recent installment is pulling a not-quite-fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the franchise has enough street cred with audiences to put the butts in the seats. Despicable Me 4 stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Another highly anticipated opening is Maxine, a film about a young, aspiring actress in 1980s Hollywood that gets drawn into the world of adult films, all while a serial killer haunts the LA streets. If you want to watch a moving picture from the comfort of your own home, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is now available to stream on Netflix. The film is receiving a fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes and has some of the same old cast members, including Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, and has added a fresh face in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high right around 73 this afternoon. Tonight, rain will end. It'll gradually clear overnight. Our low 59. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is off, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, as well as Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor in our one-year anniversary show.
Stuck him.
1 year. Got a text here. Good morning. Tell Mino they now use liquid nitrogen to freeze the warts, and it still hurts like a mother. Kelly, a nurse from Green Bay. Happy is that guy? Has that been eradicated though? I don't know another person that's ever had plantar warts.
I haven't heard about it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't even know how do you get them.
Yeah.
How do you? Well, I don't know. Happy 1 year, boys. It's been a blast listening to you guys each morning. Heading to Milwaukee today for the Brewer game.
Oh,
have
good.
A great day, Terry. Thank you, Terry.
Well, that's a. Those are fun. Those noon games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Week. That is. As I said, when I was looking around, I was like, don't you people work? I mean, there was probably 40,000 people there. It was great. I mean,
well, it's summer, you know.
Yeah.
Take a day off, do whatever. I think that's great. I think I'm a huge fan. I know it's fun going to night games for football and everything. I'm still a huge fan of noon games.
Yeah.
Just give me the game at noon.
the whole thing. Oh, man. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't grow up in taking.
I remember when we used to have to serve 11:30 mass on Sundays. And up there, the game would be at 1. But right. It was still that thing. It's like, man, you got to run home. You got to eat fast. Because, you know, Sunday dinner was always Sunday. The way it was Sunday dinner, that's the only time we called anything dinner. Everything else was supper, you know. But, you know, Sunday dinner pretty much at noon, 12:30.
Yeah.
And that was always the big meal, you know, of the week.
Right.
And, man, you just raced through that because you did not want to miss kickoff. Oh, man, those were great days, weren't they, though, when the Packers were back in that era?
Yep. And it was, you talk about what football does, and there's so many friends of mine at my age that didn't live in the same town their dad did, but would call their dad after every game. And that's just a cool thing how
absolutely
the NFL does so much more than the game. It's just this camaraderie. And I just got a call yesterday from a friend of mine, his son, I should say, that lives in Indianapolis. And, oh, I want to come up with my new girlfriend to the Colts game. Can you get me tickets? I mean, it's just a lot more than just football. It just did really bring some awesome relationships together. So what's that?
I love our texters. Our texters are so much better than us. Happy anniversary, boys. Did I miss the ping pong ball drop from the helicopter? Stephanie,
it's been postponed, Stephanie.
Indefinitely.
Helicopters couldn't fly. There was a low ceiling. Yeah, Mayor, we got to look out kind of a low ceiling here. We got cumulus clouds at 8,000 feet, and we're going to have to postpone the drop.
There you go.
We'll see if we get a window here, a clearing, and we'll drop them then. We're going to circle until then, all right?
Kudos to the city.
That just reminded me of this.
Yeah.
Kudos to the city for blocking off the street, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, all coordinated.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, 10-4, yeah. Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear, and yes. Come on.
Yeah, it's a big this reminds me of our show.
Absolutely. This is the start of the show. This is the very beginning.
You like this.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's enough, or else he's going to get going. So
I'm not going to do that today. I'm not going to annoy you by singing.
Little late now. You've already sang 22 songs. Thanks, Todd.
Cab over Pete with a reefer on and Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for bear. I want a mile out of Shaky Town.
Says Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Great song.
Oh my god.
Great song.
You
actually,
like
you know
song.
One of my you know who I used to like? I like any song that refers to dates for some reason. Like Ode to Billy Joe, 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty double day.
Yeah.
And on the you remember Mac Davis?
Yeah.
He had a great song I really liked. It was called Summer the First Time. It was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. You ever hear that song?
Are you sure it's by Mac Davis? Maybe Bobby Goldsboro?
Bobby Goldsboro.
I always get those two mixed up. That was Honey.
No. Well, he did Honey.
Yes.
But he also did, you never heard, it's about a guy, 17-year-old kid, for the first time.
Clapping his hands for the first time.
No, boxing. Just, boxing. He was in boxing. Is that what it was? That's what it was.
Here you go. It was a hot afternoon. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet. Remember this song?
No.
You don't remember
this?
1973, I think. Todd, 73?
Let's see. Yeah, 73.
Jeez. This is Bobby Goldsboro?
Bobby Goldsboro.
73. God, where are you?
I can sing almost the entire song if you want.
Thank you. Don't.
I think it's this when I first started. Afternoon, the last day of June. You remember
and
this?
The sun was
I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet. Do you remember this song at all?
I don't either, which is weird.
No, I remember Bobby Goldsboro, Honey. Wasn't that, like, unbelievably popular?
Yeah,
like,
unbelievable.
I don't remember this song.
All right, hang on.
I told Billy Ray.
I mean, I can just
in his red Chevrolet.
Sounds like him.
Needed time for some thinking. Do you remember this?
No.
Oh, all right. All right. Got
Todd.
Another dice text here. Happy anniversary, boys. Because of this show, I started listening to radio again. Sarah, thank you, Sarah.
It's Sarah.
That's very nice of you.
We might send that one on to the boss. Yeah, thank you.
Well, Todd's the boss, and he's
sitting right there.
He's sitting right there.
I think we're good. I think we got that taken care of.
Yes. Hey, we've being at our age, we have talked a little bit about our weight.
And yeah. We got to talk about this.
Todd, I gave you some numbers.
Let me just say something. So I put a thing on my Facebook yesterday, and we had Mark Hewson on.
Yes.
And And he's an expert on, I mean, he's just amazing, okay?
Right.
Love him, everything I've learned. He's helped make us better people.
This is the Bell and Sports Medicine guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he did this big thing last week about heat index and how it can just hit you. If you're out there, you're not drinking water, and you're getting real hot, your body literally just, you know, microwaves itself on the inside. Okay?
I don't remember that, but
whatever. Okay. So what do I do yesterday? Heat index was like 98.
Not yesterday.
I go out for 1 hour and 47 minutes on a walk. No water. Black t-shirt. And
glad you were listening.
Yeah. Okay, so I do that whole thing. 12,000, almost 13,000 steps.
Wow.
Yes. You know why?
Because of weigh-in.
Because we had a weigh-in today.
I was going to say.
And, yeah, we, and we got a $100 bet riding on it. I wanted to sweat out as much fat as humanly possible.
Literally, Mino this morning's like, I got to have coffee, but we got to do something first. I'm like, what do we have to do? He goes, it's weigh-in day.
Yeah.
I actually felt like, you know, if you got a grill and you got like sitting, you see that fat just like melting.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like I was doing, just burning off fat yesterday by doing that. And a guy actually stopped me on the trail. He's looking at me, and I was like, what's wrong with you, buddy? He goes, hey, you look pretty warm there. Yeah. You good? Oh, yeah. And, you know, with my one leg short and the other, I'm sure I was wobbling more than normal. So, yeah. But yeah. I did that with one goal in my – and you know what? It goes back to what you were talking about the other day. You and our guy from your place, Western Racket. Yeah. About that. But anyway, but
Western Racket, how he said what?
Well, how you wrestlers
water? Oh, what's
but no, but
all
to make weight.
It's
I
all,
mean, you guys,
but would, that's all water weight. Was what he was
but
saying?
But still, when you're weighing in, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
So I,
that's,
whole time I was doing that, I was feeling exact. I was thinking to myself as a wrestler, and I got to make weight.
Yeah, that's not real. He said that. He goes, that's just water. But you're right. The scale's the scale.
Yes. So Todd, with one, ladies and gentlemen.
Did I lose this?
We don't know yet. So we have a $100 bet riding on this. And it goes to charity. It goes to our favorite charities.
Absolutely.
So from a year ago, we had a bet on weight. We weighed in, and then we weighed in again today.
Yeah. But I might want to dispute that a little bit.
Oh, you can't. What can you dispute? Well,
the weight I gave Todd was in June. But I have on my calendar here, September 13th, diet begins, and I have the weight for Todd, me, and Christy.
Yeah, but that wasn't the original deal. The original deal was you guys came in your first day. You said,
you even brought in the scale, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. But I got all these. Okay, this. All right.
This is
all
the original.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah. So on this date, 1 year ago, John Mino weighed 232.6 pounds.
Okay.
All right. Today he weighs 228.4 pounds.
And those 4 pounds were all burnt on the Fox River Trail yesterday. Well, you can go and you can find my droppings all the way through of my fat on the grill. Well, that's what I mean. My fat just kind of like melted off of me.
So that is
So I lost 4 pounds in 1 year.
4.2. 4.2. All right.
All right.
Jim Schmidt, 1 year ago on this date. Now, Jim, you gave me 213. Was it an even 213? I want to make sure we get this right.
No, 213.6.
0.6. Now, that's going to change my math here a little bit. So, originally, 1 year ago, Jim was at 213.6. Today, Jim is at 206.8.
Oh, no!
I should be at 200.
You beat me.
Yeah.
So he lost, what, 8?
That's nothing.
8.
No, not 8. 7. Wait.
5.8.
Oh. And John, you're at 4.2.
Oh, my gosh. 1 pound.
I'm sorry. It's 6.8.
At 6?
Yeah.
So you beat me by 2 pounds.
2 pounds.
Wow. I owe you $100.
Well, give it to a new community shelter.
Okay. I'll write a check.
Yeah. Yep. To them. That'd be great.
Wow.
Nice job, guys.
Yes. Yeah, that was great. That was fun. All right.
You beat me. Wow.
But Jimmy, you were saying you were looking at it and you were gaining weight over just a couple of days, right?
I did. I gained.
When we first started.
We did because I went from
213.6.
And then on September 13th, I weighed 217.8.
My whole thing yesterday, I brought my life to the brink of
you did
extermination, and I still lost. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, we still got a ways to go. But now we're bringing in more advice. Now, you take 90% of the conversation towards you, which is fine. But you, we had Ted.
What did that mean? Say that again.
When people come in to give us health advice
for the
community, you steer the direction towards your personal, and which is fine. It hasn't worked, but I think what we'll do in the if we want to do something else, Todd, maybe we can come up with something else in 6 months or in a year because we have to stay at this.
Yeah.
We do.
Well, I figure, you know, if I keep losing 4 pounds every year,
right.
by the time I die, I'm going to be down
8 pounds.
8 pounds.
You know, the other
thing, good looking corpse.
Originally, when we had this grand plan of ping pong balls and
helicopters,
and bands.
I know.
Right, cheese curd.
Mini summer fest down here.
Absolutely. Yes.
There was something about a burpee challenge, too, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. You're right, Todd.
Yeah.
And I think a push-up challenge.
Yeah, there were challenges.
But that's before I tore my labrum. No. What did I, oh, my God. No. I always get that wrong. In my shoulder.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Labrum.
I'm gonna send you back to school. Okay. All right. I'm up for something else. I don't know exactly what it is going to look like.
Well, maybe our listeners can give you
guys help us
some
out,
clues.
Folks. Listeners, text us, please. What would be a good challenge for Jim and I? And you know what? We won't make it 1 month.
Oh, no, one more longer than that. Let's
no,
this summer.
No.
John.
Got a couple texts here. Happy anniversary, man. I cannot listen. I can't not listen to the program. I laugh. I learn. I love it. What a great way to start the day. Thank
That's
you very,
awesome.
Very much. Another
I
one here. Happy anniversary. I never miss the show. My day starts out so much better listening or watching Eminem. I've learned a lot and snorted my coffee out of my nose laughing more than once. Thank you. These are nice. Appreciate
Those,
that, folks.
Yeah, this is super nice. If it's like,
but yeah, 1 month from today, we'll do something.
Ooh, Todd, John,
okay,
on.
Listeners, help us out.
No,
listeners, major prize package for whichever one we go with.
I'm okay
listeners,
with that.
Please help us out in 1 month, August. No, what is the month? July 26th. What a challenge between Jim and I. Give me a I have you got, Jim.
No.
When you gamble, you know, if you're playing poker and you win, you don't walk away. That's like man rules, guy rules.
Well,
you got to give the other people at least a chance to win back their money.
I would. I can't walk away. That's
so
my
I'm going to give you 1 month.
Two.
You got to give me no one. You got to give me one. It doesn't have to be really, really
Todd,
physical.
Let me tell you, Todd. The reason I'm bargaining for 60 days versus 30 is
I'm doing this for the kids, Jim.
Yeah, no.
Don't,
I just speaking
okay,
of kids.
Hey, how about this? Quick poll. Does Jim hate starving kids? Yes or no? I say yes. I say yes.
John,
the former mayor, Jim Schmidt, hates starving kids. In fact, when we're off the air here during breaks, like, you know what? So what if they don't eat? You know what? Big deal.
Oh, my God. Do you guys see what's going on out here?
No!
Jim, you've got to go out.
Oh, my God.
You've got to go out
and
stop this
travesty.
Oh, my God,
folks. You're not going to believe what's happening outside.
Jim, you've got to go out there right now.
You've got to go out.
Take your phone and call in right now.
Folks, we will. We got to tell you what's happening.
That's late.
Oh, my God.
Jim, you've got to
go out
there.
You've got to go out there, Jim. Go right now.
Jim,
don't even wait for the break.
Don't even wait.
Go. Because once they start, folks, you're not going to believe what's happening. They're closing down Washington Street.
What, are you kidding me?
For the anniversary show. Oh, my God.
That isn't happening.
It's not happening. We're not in here. They shut down the parking mirrors. Now there's a truck out there with orange cones shutting down the street. Get out there. Oh, my God. Not since turkeys fell from helicopters has there been a bigger debacle in radio history. We might be back after this.
More of the best of Mino and the Mayor on the way. It's their anniversary show from last week on WGBW. And WISS.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hi, folks. This is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute. When it comes to saving money on your energy bills, I am a big fan of ceiling fans. Ceiling fans can help your heat or your air conditioning go a lot farther. Check this out. The U.S. Department of Energy says that having a ceiling fan on in the summer lets you set your air conditioning up to 4 degrees warmer with no difference in comfort. That saves real money. You gotta make sure that the blades are rotating in a counterclockwise direction in the summer so you can pull up the cool air from the floor. In the winter, you turn them the other way. You know, they make sure that the blades are rotating clockwise so you can push the warm air down from the ceiling. Small and medium-sized fans are usually around 40 inches. They can keep a 4 to 6 foot area cool. And a larger fan with like a 52-inch blade span can cool up to 10 feet. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more savings tips, you can head over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back, folks. Todd, jump in here.
So here's what I'm going to do.
I mean, this is, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to actually see if I can get out there with a camera.
Okay.
And put it up on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Right now.
Just a little background.
I'll let you explain while okay. I do this. All right. Do your thing.
I mean, we might be fined or something now. This might be our last show.
Here comes Jim.
This might be our last show.
All right.
Let me just set the stage here, Jim.
Okay.
So, folks, for months, it's again, once again, today is our one-year anniversary show. And almost from the very beginning, Jim has had it in his head that when we get to 1 year, we gotta go big. We got to go really big.
I love parties, celebrations.
And Jim's a go big or go home kind of guy. He just is.
True that.
That's why we love him.
True that.
So, with his connections, he talked to some people about this great event we're going to be having in downtown Green Bay, right on North Washington Street, where he's going to have the street shut down, no parking, and a helicopter was going to come over and drop these little golf ball or ping pong balls. You know, to win like a sub sandwich right. and things
for
like that.
For sponsors, right? We're going to have sponsors. Mm-hmm. You can do this with Pella. We could do something with Bellin. Our sponsors mm-hmm. would be in the ping pong balls. And then the other ones would just say happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was a yes. Yeah. And I you were on the phone when I called the helicopter guy.
I was.
I mean, you were sitting here when I called the helicopter guy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I give you all the credit in the world.
And I booked the band, Kevin Van Ness and the Packer Band.
You booked the cheese curd, Nick
Cheese Curd. Nick, I had. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, Jim, in his official capacity of, you know, mayor emeritus, whatever right. you want to call it, pulled some strings, and they shut down the parking meters. And as of right now, the gentlemen are out there closing off North Washington Street.
See all those barricades?
With sawhorses and orange cones.
The signs that say street closed.
Yeah. Street closed.
Like right out the window.
Right out here.
They drove past the window.
Yes.
Did you see all the equipment they had on
yeah.
there?
Yes.
Yeah. It was a semi. That was a flatbed.
Yeah. Yeah. They're closing off the street for our anniversary show.
That doesn't exist.
There is no anniversary happening. Show. This is the anniversary show. I'm sitting in here. It's the anniversary show. We're not out on the street, but he forgot to cancel that stuff.
No. I explained to him that I said, I'm sorry. I should have copied you on the email because I did. I said, we postponed. He goes, what's the new date? And I'm like, that's not my decision. But
there is no new date. There's no date.
We are going to do something, but it's going to be much.
We're not shutting down Washington Street.
No.
But I will say this, Todd. I hold him in high esteem. Somehow he pulled strings. He was getting one North Washington Street shut down. It's the busiest street in Brown County at this time of day. And somehow he arranged to get it shut down, which they're doing right now.
I know that's.
They're not really shutting it down, right? You got rid of him?
I did. And the guy was cool about it. He goes, look, you know,
look, there'll be a fine sent to the radio station.
No. I said,
I mean, those guys are probably working overtime.
I said I sent an email, but I did not copy you on it, and I should have. But anyway, I thought if you send it, that the communication within the city, when I was mayor,
when I was mayor,
it would have been communicated.
I'm sure you would have communicated with everybody. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I want to thank the DPW for
we need to apologize.
I did. I hey, look.
Eric, are you listening?
I'm not apologizing.
Steve Grenier. Can you call Eric?
No, Steve Grenier. Actually, listening? Steve Grenier is the guy.
Whoever it is. We want to thank them.
Chris Pirlock.
And we want to make it up to them.
Oh. Jim's going to take you out to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Folks, I'm not. This is surreal. This is literally surreal. Let the whole parking area over there. You can't park there today because there's bags over the meters because of our anniversary show that Jim organized. And now, two big burly guys in their fluorescent vest in a flatbed truck with sawhorses and orange cones and signs are shut. We're about to shut down
good thing
North Washington Street.
Yeah.
Thank God Todd somehow just glanced out the window and saw them
going
to work.
I have to say this. So if anybody from corporate's listening right now,
yes,
I need a flipping raise for dealing with these people.
There's not even a question
right now.
No question about
and we
that.
We had the bands. I did cancel the band. That I did. I called Kevin.
Okay. And I canceled.
That's funny because
cheese curds, I canceled him yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I actually had to cancel Kevin because he called me like
Kevin Van Ness?
Yeah.
Oh.
He called me like a week ago or texted me. He says, are we doing this? I said, no, we're not doing this. Nope.
God.
So I've got a picture. If you're on our Facebook, if you're not on our Facebook, search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or WISS. There is a picture right there of Jim.
Look at the equipment they've got.
Jim talking to the guy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I mean, they had the flashing sign.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, then the sign was going to say, congratulations, yes, Mino and the Mayor.
1 year anniversary. Closed for Mino and the Mayor anniversary show.
Watch out for dropping ping pong balls.
Yes. Oh, my God.
All right, let's move on. All right.
John, in all your years doing broadcasting,
yeah,
have you ever encountered...
Nothing close. Nothing even close to what has happened this morning. In all the bizarre things I've been experienced in my lifetime in radio,
well, at least
nothing... close at, to city workers pulling up with a big flatbed to shut off the busiest street in Green Bay for the former mayor's anniversary radio show. Yeah. That doesn't exist. Has never existed. Never will exist.
Oh, my God.
But they're shutting it all down.
So hard.
It's...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Never.
Right. Well,
never.
Yeah. Never.
Never.
We'll do something.
Never.
Later. All right. Did we call off the media, too?
I mean, this
we
is invited them. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Well, you know, it can be done. So we'll get a team together.
Let's not start this again.
No, we're going to
you know, we're going to do something. It'll probably be in the evening. We'll have like a dinner thing someplace.
Absolutely.
Do a little show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Invite our listeners over. Jim can bring his sock puppets and do a puppet show or something like that.
Wow.
But holy crap.
Wow. That's all I can say is.
Well, I want
to. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. When my heart like skipped a beat. Like, oh no! Oh no! They're actually shutting down Washington.
We'd have got some complaints, maybe.
You think so?
I think that's...
Oh, I don't know, Jim. I don't think the busiest street where everybody's trying to get to work here at 6:57 in the morning would have a problem all of a sudden shut down.
I think, okay, my lord. We understand.
All right. The whole show we're gonna be talking about.
We are
about
not
this.
Dropping this. No. But again, I don't know if I'm supposed to laugh at this or just be in awe that he pulled it off.
Right, right.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll.
I just wonder how far his power goes.
Well, what
can we get Jim to do for us, right?
Yes.
It's, people are so nice. And they just, I called him and said.
You still wield the big stick?
I don't know about that.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Steve, Eric.
We got to apologize. We need to publicly apologize.
I will. Get them on the line for us.
Yeah, Jim. I'll give them a call. Steve on. All right, I'll do that during the break.
All right.
Anyway, happy anniversary, Johnny.
Yeah, you keep them. Back after this.
What a gift.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Earl Ingram.
Tune in to the show Friday for my regular conversation with my good friend Sandy Williams. We'll talk about the 4th of July, my interview with the president, and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago. This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.